On your radio.
On your phone.
Online.
And here.
Play KMFM.
News you can trust.
This is KMFM. And with the latest news for Kent, at 1 o'clock, here's Nicola Everett.
The Foreign Secretary's backing Theresa May this lunchtime as pressure builds on her to step down as Prime Minister. Jeremy Hunt's been asked whether she'll still be in charge when Donald Trump visits Britain early next month.
Theresa May will be Prime Minister too. Welcome him, and rightly so.
Yesterday, the Commons leader Andrea Leadsom quit her cabinet post in anger at the Prime Minister's policies. Theresa May faces a showdown tomorrow with a senior MP who represents Tory backbenchers.
KMFM News.
There's evidence today gangs are boasting about a scoreboard system on social media where they allocate points depending on how badly they injure their rivals. It's referenced in so-called drill music, which is posted online. The Met Police says it's taken down more than 100 music videos since January this year. A teenager's in a serious condition in hospital after crashing into a chalk bank on Bluebell Hill near Maidstone. The 19-year-old, who's from the town, was flown to a London hospital after it happened on the slip road for Aylesford off the A229 on Tuesday. Crash investigators are now keen to hear from any drivers with dashcam footage from the time. A former Kent Detective Superintendent has told KMFM it was wrong for a parole board panel to recommend road rage killer Kenneth Noy for release. The 71-year-old has served almost 20 years behind bars for stabbing a man to death on an M25 slip road near Swanley in 1996. He went on the run after the killing but was convicted in 2000. Nick Biddis led the investigation and says one person does have a life sentence.
Let's not forget, the main witness in this case, Danielle Cable, is, I believe, still in witness protection because of the danger that it was considered she faced as a result of the sort of people that Kenneth Noy has contacts with. What sort of life is that?
You can hear more of his chat with us at kentonline.co.uk. Meantime, Dartford's MP has met with the Justice Secretary to call for a serial killer not to be released from prison. Patrick Mackay, who grew up in the area, is currently Britain's longest-serving prisoner after being locked up in the 70s for killing 11 people. Gareth Johnson has expressed his concerns following reports the 66-year-old could be released and will now set out his case to the parole board.
KMFM.
KMFM News.
KMFM has been told education bosses in Kent are actively investigating ways they can provide free transport to grammar schools for more children from disadvantaged backgrounds. Despite it being recommended by a committee, a consultation on it was scrapped last year. But Roger Gough, who's in charge of education at the County Council, says they're looking at two possible systems to work out who would benefit from the support.
We already ensure that there is transport support for children on free school meals, for children in care, in terms of going to grammar school. And what the committee recommendations were about was ways in which that could be extended.
They're considering using data based on parents' income or offering help to all children on pupil premium. Voting's taking place in the EU elections. 10 seats in the South East region, which includes Kent, are up for grabs. That's more than any other part of the country. Polling stations are open until 10 tonight, with the count not taking place until Sunday. Again, charities opening a new warehouse to provide thousands more meals for families at risk of going hungry. Fair Share Kent say the site at the Ashford Business Park will allow them to store more quality food like surplus meat, dairy and fruit from supermarkets. They send produce to other charities to hand out. Ian Townsend-Blazier is their business development manager and says they're hoping to partner with more than 50 new organisations.
This will help us sort of like increase to about an extra 6,000 people each week who will receive this food, which is equivalent to about 480,000 meals. So it's going to be a big benefit to many individuals across Kent.
And a new £400,000 children's playground has opened up at a Kent shopping centre. The park at Ashford Designer Outlet has a Garden of England theme with a 7-metre-high treehouse, slide, climbing frames and seesaws. It also features high-tech virtual reality experiences based on Hans Christian Andersen stories.
KMFM Sport.
With Dino Rod, the drainage experts in Kent. Visit dino.com.
Cricket and plays continuing at Beckenham, where Kent are looking to avoid defeat to Surrey in the county championship. They resumed earlier on 46 for one in their second innings, needing another 380 runs for victory. A short time ago, the home side had moved on to 133 for three. And it could be some good news for Charlton fans heading to the League One playoff final at Wembley this weekend. Highways bosses have removed 700 miles of roadworks to try and keep disruption disruption to a minimum for all supporters heading to the three playoff games over the bank holiday. The Addicts take on Sunderland on Sunday for a place in the Championship next season. That's the latest. Next updates at 2.